This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. You know, the idea of completely restructuring your staff seems impossible, right? So how did Vinny Lucido do it after his brother and partner retired from the business? And how did his role as the sole owner and operator change? Carm here, the pioneer of automotive aftermarket podcasts. Now, I asked Vinny all these questions in the Vision KC studios, including his perspective on interns and how he can work such a few hours a week. Hey, thanks to our partners Apex and Shopware for providing you this episode. You know, Apex knows the importance of the service professional, and last year they created a dedicated space, Repair Shop HQ. Now, this area is a one-stop shop for all your service and repair needs, including technical and management classes taught by the industry's most sought-after trainers. Listen here for registration information November 1st through the 3rd, 2022. Apex, now more than ever. You know, I don't know about you, but would you rather see a tech working under a hoist than roaming aimlessly around your shop? Well, Shopware's streamlined digital communication makes it real easy for your team to work together and get approvals faster. Find out more on the web. Talk to my friends at getshopware.com. Well, I'd love to welcome my friend Vinny Lucido, Reno, Nevada. Hi, Vinny.
How you doing, Carm?
Hey, good to have you here. We're at Vision 2022, 30th year anniversary, sponsored by the Midwest Auto Care Alliance. Sherry Hamilton, Jerry Holcomb, and the entire team here, Tim Davidson, president. What a great event. I'm so happy to see that the world wanted to come back out and be face-to-face again.
Yes, I agree. It was so good to feel and see people's faces.
Honest to God, you know, we're seeing fist bumps and elbow bumps and hugs, and I'm a hugger, you know, so it's very difficult for me to not hug somebody. That's just how our world always was, and I know we all want to get back to it, don't we?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I know. I appreciated the hug I got from you a moment ago.
Thank you. Community Conscious Car Care. Vinny's done 8 shows with us over the last 7 years, so thank you very much. One-on-ones. We did one with you and your brother, and your brother is no longer your partner, and that's something we should talk about, life after, you know, you two brothers decide not to be partners again. But one interesting fact is in 2018, your place was the facility of the year here at Vision.
Yes, we were. My first time actually coming to Vision. And wow, what a just an honor to win that amongst our peers.
Of course, Vinny's business is Community Conscious Car Care. And like, he's huge in community. If you want to hear anything that Vinny has done, from the garden in the back of the shop to anything, the artists that you support, please go to some other episodes. But this theme, Vinny did an interview with Travis Troy, close the shop down, bring all of his people, right? 30-year-old young man with a partner, and he tells the story of what he spends on training. And you, not only, you have 7 people plus you here. Yes. And the shop is almost closed. You have a skeletal crew there, right?
Exactly.
But we're telling this story of the importance of training and the fact that you've made that commitment to bring people here. There's another interesting spin on this story, and that is that Vinny has reinvented his business post, you know, brother leaving, and has completely changed the personnel in his shop. So if anyone's listening to this saying, well, this is going to be an interesting story, and yes, it's going to be, to the fact that Vinny's plan said, I only want to work about 8 hours a week and still own my wonderfully successful shop. And so my curiosity is, cool, how'd you do it? So this is what I want to dig into. I think this would be a really a great episode. Your brother probably come up to you one day and says, listen, I don't want to do this anymore.
Pretty much. You know, I was in the shop and he was in the shop, and he works in the shop more than I, and I was working on the business more than he would. And that was kind of part of his burnout, is he would want to continue getting in, you know, his hands dirty and being the guy. He is a great diagnostic technician, and that's why we got into business together. I love the people and he loves the cars. And one day he honestly pulled me out front out of nowhere and said, Vinny, I don't want to do this anymore. And it was quite a surprise. I wasn't prepared for that, but I was prepared because I know you can see his loss of kind of commitment, and it's kind of hard to tell if he's going to be happy one day to the next. So you could see him fading. So I guess it wasn't a huge surprise, but it certainly was a surprise.
And you worked it out.
We worked it out. Love each other just as much as we did. You know, there were some bumpy roads in the middle because you have to figure out what your business is worth and what's fair. You know, and nobody wants to be taken advantage of. And we settled fairly. And now he's still traveling the country a year and a half later, maybe close to 2 years later, with his kids and his wife in an RV.
Wow.
That was his goal. And he's still doing it. And good for him, because right now, you know, pandemic and everything, self-teaching your kids and letting them still go outside and play, make new friends is kind of powerful. So
how many people that I have talked to that have bought an RV? There should be an RV shortage.
You would think.
You would think. I know. God bless them. Wow. G. Trulia, Kim Walker, and a bunch of friends. They're just, this is their moment.
In fact, once we split, you know, one of my technicians, my lead diagnostic technician, thought that was such a great idea that he did the same thing. So, wow. He, you know, he's traveling the country. And
what fascinated to me is the fact that you turned the entire shape of the shop around as far as the people goes. And did it start by your brother no longer being there and there were certain loyalties there? Or did it just, you said, okay, now I'm at the helm alone and we've got to make some really big and important changes. And were you assessing the fact that you didn't have the right team to get you to the top of that mountain? Or did they just said, Vinny, we liked it the old way?
There's a little bit of both. You know, there was a lot of things that kind of occurred. And it wasn't all at once. You know, it was over a year and a half span that kind of one would drop off or another. And a lot of things happened. Some of it was my decision. A lot of it was. And then there were some staff that, for instance, one of my lead techs, his brother opened up a shop, ironically. Okay. And he went to work for his brother.
Okay.
And, you know, thinking the grass is greener and actually taking a pay cut, but wanting to help his brother out. And he did that. And, you know, I've since heard from him and, you know, he's happy, but he remembers what it was like at Co-Auto. And then one of my gals, she'd been with me from the beginning, the very first person I'd hired, pregnant. In the first trimester, she needed, you know, 4 weeks off. And this was the very beginning of that. So I need a service advisor that's there every day. So I knew that. And that was a person that had become complacent with the old ways. Even I had hired a manager, and this service advisor had been with me a long time, thought she could tell the manager what to do. And there was just an unbalance there. So there was, you know, bye-bye, unfortunately. She's a great girl, and I'd hire her back, but she's just had to move on. And
you took this in kind of stride. There was a moment in time that you said, as tough as this is, this could be good for the business.
Yeah, and the hardest part is when you see this person and they tell you that they're going to be with you forever, and you believe that to your core, you're like, well, this person will be with me forever. And then something happens and maybe it upsets them. And then that cord's just snapped and they're not with you. And you think, how can I replace that person? They did so good for the company. And then you find somebody that just excels even more than they did. And that's just how it works. Like, you have to keep your mind's eye open to the opportunity that there is somebody else out there and there is somebody else better. And the people I have, and I just want to say the name James right now. James is here with us, and that man thanks me almost every time I see him for the culture we've created, for having him in our organization and just building him. And so it really makes me tear up sometimes, because the man's just so passionate and just so grateful. There's so much gratitude, and that's kind of the shift that's happened. Anthony and I built an organization that we both had visions for, and the staff they saw that, you know, which wasn't one clear vision. It was two blended, merged visions.
Yeah.
And when I came in, it was, you know, I operate at a different level.
Sure.
And my vision kind of shifted, because now I'm the sole organizer.
Right.
I'm the sole visionary. And in our company, I believe I was a visionary and Anthony was more of an integrator. He would argue differently, but I still feel that way. And So with my vision, having these new people come in, I could ask for what I really wanted. And when I'd interview people, I'm really intuitive on kind of who they are. And I've got people that really just blend and mix with me.
I love what you said. You have the intuition to see things in people or in situations that it's obviously it's a gift. I rely on my intuition a lot. So I'm really relating to you. But James, he's here.
Yes.
And how old is James?
James, I think, is 44.
Okay.
So he's actually the oldest person in my shop.
Wow.
Okay. I'm next at 40.
Okay. What kind of classes is James taking?
James is our lead service advisor, okay. And he'll be taking many service advisor training classes. The next class is Aaron Stokes, where my manager is here as well, who is actually friends with James. They both moved from California. They met and worked at the dealership here in Reno, or at the Toyota dealer, and it just wasn't for them. And when I had hired Matt as a manager, he recommended, hey, I know this really good guy. He'd be a great service advisor for you.
Yeah.
And when I talked with James, I was like, yes, yes. Every time, every conversation we had was like, this is a guy. And he has been. And he's just taken leadership in that sense. And, you know, he's a great role model, you know, as far as a service advisor and training other advisors. And, you know, but his gratitude is amongst, like, the best I've ever seen in anybody.
If you're working 6 to 8 hours a week, you have a general manager?
So the manager or team leader. Okay. I like to call him the team leader, but it's hard. You know, it just makes sense that he manages.
Yeah.
He's a manager. And he's there full time. Morals are similar or very close to mine. So if there is something that arises, he's comfortable taking it over, and I'm comfortable. That's the most important thing, is I'm comfortable leaving the shop to him, knowing that if he's not comfortable with a decision, he's going to call me. You know, if there's something that he's just not aware of or just not comfortable pulling the trigger on, he's going to reach out.
Hey, Carm here. Now coming up, find out what Vinny means when he says no risks, no rewards. Repair Shop HQ was a resounding success at Apex and will get even bigger and better in 2022. This special area is for service professionals. It's your own place while at Apex. A one-stop shop for all your service and repair needs, including technical and management classes taught by the industry's most sought-after experienced trainers. The important classes and instructors are selected by a panel of shop owners and technicians to be on target with what you need to drive your business forward. There will also be hands-on product demos in Joe's Garage, a simulated shop environment with 10 service bays, lifts, and running vehicles. Plus, you'll even get to see new tools and equipment, the latest in management and marketing tools, and dedicated sections for tires, alternative fuels, diagnostics, and telematics. If you experienced Repair Shop HQ last year, you'll get even more in 2022. Listen here for the latest information on Apex 2022, November 1st through the 3rd. For more information, visit aapexshow.com. Now, housing is already open, and registration will open May 2nd. Visit aapexshow.com. Hey, we all have bad days when we just want to turn to someone and ask, how the heck do I fix this? When that happens to you on the business side, which may not be your strong suit, you want someone quick, and you want them to be clear. That's exactly what Dan Groen from Detroit Garage found when he peppered the folks at Shopware with questions about how to make the most of its shop management system. As he puts it, they continually solve the curveballs we throw at them. With 7 shops, Dan jokes that he knows he's a demanding client, but that's the sign of a guy committed to his business. Even better, the Shopware support team met every challenge with, in Dan's words, impressive capabilities and vigor. No complaints, no hassles, just a commitment to help Dan through his day. As Dan says, we make each other stronger. Now that's a partnership that works. It's time. Get Shopware.com. So I want to walk down the highway of you making a decision. Obviously, you were forced through Anthony's leaving to reinvent or to actually install your vision, as you said, because there were two going on at once. And for the team almost doing a 100% change. Mm-hmm. And then you started to hire some people that are still with you. What was the day that you said, you know what? pat myself on the back. I've made some really good hires. I'm going to give some freedoms, teach some leadership, get some training, and 2 years down the road, I'm going to slow down. I mean, I don't know if it was a year ago. Give us a little idea of how you formulated this.
Quite simply, it was watching while I was in there, watching them orchestrate themselves when I would just sit back and not do anything. I would sit at the front desk and greet people and say hi. When you walk into my business, I'm sitting where you can be seen first, and behind me are two advisors, and they would immediately take over the car. I'd say hi, and then I'd hear, hey, come on down, let me help you out. And I just kept finding myself not being needed, which is what I strive to build, you know, within my organization, within the company. If I'm doing a job, I want to hire somebody to do it so that I don't have to do that anymore. And then when they can do it to the level that I'm comfortable with, then I step back. And I've seen everybody in our organization just continue to want me to be away. Not that they, when I'm there, they love it. Like, in fact, the morale is lifted when I'm there versus, you know, some owners come in, it's like, oh, she's here. Guys, he's here. But that's not with me. They're just like, hey, awesome. You know, we just have a great time. And, you know, I bring a lightness to it as well. And it also relieves some stress and tension off the manager when I'm there, because he knows that I'm also keeping some eyes on some things. But when I saw that they wanted me gone and I could be gone and they would handle things without me, that was a shifting point.
They wanted me gone.
Yeah.
There's some powerful words there.
Yeah.
Did you?
Because that they know that's what I wanted. Because that, you know, Anthony wanted to be there. Anthony's in the shop. He wanted to come in and do the hardest job, and because he's great at it, obviously. But I let my guys fail, and they know if they fail that I'm not firing them, that we're all going to learn a lesson from it.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing I can say from this is you're never going to get out of the shop if you're putting out every fire.
I love what you said about observations, that you're sitting there watching. It's hard to jump in, especially if you're a micromanager, and just push somebody aside or then immediately tell them what you would have done or could have done or should have done. And it's almost like you're auditioning without giving direction.
Yeah, and you said it's hard to jump in, but actually that's where it's easy. It's easy to jump in and say, oh, I got this.
No, it's hard to pull yourself back from not jumping in. Yeah, that's what I meant. You're right.
I just wanted to correct that for the listeners, because that's the hardest part, is to not just jump in and just do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I can handle this. I've got this. You know, it's here. Watch out. And nobody learns that way. When they feel, if they do feel, I have guys, you know, and I laugh. They'll back into another car, and I'm on a very tight lot. We don't have a whole lot of room, so we're stuffing cars in there. I had to rent another storage lot down the road just to get some of them off my parking lot. But, I mean, it's going to happen. I do it, you know. So I think just about everybody now within my organization has bumped into something, and it is what it is.
So from Anthony leaving to where you are working, you know, say 8 hours, I know you said 4 to 8, but say you're working one day a week, and are you working at the shop or at home?
I'm working in the shop 4 to 8 hours a week.
Okay.
And sometimes, if I have somebody call in, I'm there to cover.
Yeah.
It takes a few people to call in before my manager calls up and says, hey, Vinny, can you come down? I need your help.
Okay.
And I'll get calls like, hey, if I show up, it's like, hey, can you drive this for me? We need to set the monitors.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll drive that for you. So I'm just the cover guy. Yeah. I'm not coming in to run the shop. I'm not coming in to point fingers. I come in, I go talk with the guys. Hey, how you doing?
Vinny, there's thousands of people listening to this saying, he's nuts because I got to be busy. I can't stop doing something. What are you doing?
So I'm working on marketing. I've got an article with Motor Magazine soon.
You know,
I'm applying to be Vision Facility of the Year. You know, I'm social media, photography. I'm bringing in, we do a lot of media marketing. And I'm on the news now quite a bit with the news commercials. So we do 30-second commercials, and we do a new one every quarter. So I'm working on that.
Your job is to make the phone ring.
Absolutely. So I shouldn't say I'm not working at all. You know, it's on my own time, and I'm not stressed. I don't have to. I'm taking 3 weeks off to go to Belize next week.
Cool. But you're the visionary of the business.
Yes. So that's where I'm strong.
And that's a great role, not to have to be there every day.
Of course.
It's a great role to be in, that you're not into the thick of it, because typically you want your ops person, the integrator, to be there every day.
Yeah, and electric cars are coming. You know, hybrid cars are here. They're all here.
Are you fixing hybrid?
We are fixing hybrid. And, you know, we fix a lot of things. We had an Aston Martin in there. We had a Ferrari in there. And we have your Toyota Corolla. We're a mixed gamut. 96 and newer is our forte. But with the times changing, just got to continue being forward thinking. Another thing I work on is, you know, we do our women's car care clinics. So Women, Wheels, and Wine is something we do. And we do high school internship programs. I've got a young lady in there who literally, I love telling this story. I look out the window and I had to call over everybody that was in the office and just kind of giggle for a second because she was out in the shop. Now she's 15 at the time and she's push brooming. And she would kind of push the broom like 1 inch at a time and kind of walk in a circle, you know, and just 1 inch at a time. And we giggled and I said, Brenton, you know, help me out. Just give her a hand, give her a few tips. And seconds later, she's, you know, using a push broom like it's designed. Well, within a year, she's been there just 9 months now. She's already built or rebuilt my lead technician's Audi. She pulled it apart and put it back together as an intern. You know, she's a non-paid intern. She loves it. She's 16 now, and I would hire her in a minute.
Oh, my God. I can't believe Vinny is doing that. How do I cover insurance? Everybody says, can't do that, can't do that. There's so many naysayers on there, but you just took a chance. You took a flyer. I mean, it's not a risk to you to have done this?
It's a risk. If you're not taking risks, you're not getting rewards. So why not take the risk? Yeah, insurance might cost a little bit more. But I have my lead technician is constantly overseeing what this young lady's learning, and I have a young man there too. They're just Eduardo, and they're just Zoe and Eduardo. I'd hire each of them in a minute if I had a place for them, and they know it. And it's just amazing to say yes and feel vulnerable and just take the chance.
Well, you just brought up a great point. So many people say, if I bring on an intern and they don't want to stick around, or I don't really have a slot, or I bring on an apprentice and I do all that training and all that mentoring, 2 years later, I don't have a place. I have these arguments that I make against someone like that. What do you think of those excuses?
What I think is, if you believe it to be true, it's true. If it's going to be hard, and you think it's impossible or it's not going to work, you're right. You're absolutely right. If you think it's going to work and you know and you believe within your heart it's going to work, well, you're also right there. To me, it's a belief system.
Thank you for bringing the positivity to that. And I've always other told people is, how do you know where your business is going to be in 2 years? How do you know that you won't have a slot? How do you know that someone won't leave and someone could glove fit into a slot?
You
don't know. And then, seriously, you don't have a spot, but I know you're connected. You know everybody in Reno. Why not put up the flag and say, I have somebody. Does anyone need a technician? There's a technician shortage supposedly out there, and it's real. We know that. And that person will always have, I believe, a warm spot in their heart for what they learned from you, and it could be years later they come back.
Exactly. And they remember you. You're like family to them. And they remember you gave them their first job after you were the first to bring them on as an intern. And then you recommended them to this other shop. And they're like, well, it worked. I was able to at least have a job until you could hire me back. And now they come back to you even more trained, maybe trained incorrectly. Hopefully you didn't send them to a shop that would train them incorrectly.
Yeah.
Ideally, you send them to a place that has the same morals as you do. And it just only builds them to be better people when they come back to you.
Are you strong on processes?
Pretty strong. That was Anthony's strength.
Okay.
You know, being the integrator mindset, he's more, you know, but I am. That is where I could use some work, is processes.
And do you leave it up to your manager to be sure that what you currently have is followed?
Yes, absolutely.
And did you ever sit down with your manager and says, we have any weak areas we should talk about?
We do. We have our weekly meeting within the staff, and then a monthly that's where I come in, and we do a more of a team building.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll do yoga or meditation. I brought in a breath worker, you know, just to kind of share breath work with the staff. And
I don't know that. What's breath work?
Well, you breathe. I breathe, and sometimes we breathe shallow. Sometimes we don't breathe at all, and sometimes you hold your breath when you get angry, and all those times, you know, it can raise the occasion to something more extreme than it needs to be, rather than just breathing.
Okay.
Like breathing deeper.
Okay.
And inhaling fully so that you can oxygenate your blood and your brain. And, you know, so breath work is just the act of breathing. And there's different types of breath work, like fire, the breath of fire, which is, there's a lot of different styles of breath.
Interesting.
Things to do when you get angry. There's methods that even Navy SEALs use to just calm them down.
Find the calmness, Here's what I do to calm down in any kind of stressful thing. I take some really deep breaths, and I rub my hands together and create heat.
Okay.
And don't ask me why, but that is something that takes my mind off of something. It's muscles. I'm stressing, if you will.
Yeah.
I rub it really, 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 really
blood
fast.
Blood flow, yeah.
Yes, blood flow. And then, of course, the breaths.
I'll chime in here. We can edit this out.
Here's my daughter, Tracy.
But I do know that breath work is super important. And when you think about it, hyperventilating, you can pass out from just doing that. So it is very powerful.
Wow. Thank you, Trace. That's why she's here. I'm always learning new things. You know, the point of my plow. And so let me see, Trace. I says, come on, we got to do some shows together. We have to do an interview thing. And so just to my entire audience, I think we had a breakthrough here.
Awesome.
We had a breakthrough.
We can set up a mic and I can just be the peanut gallery chiming in every once in a while.
Yeah, that would be so cool. If we should do that. Maybe we should just hear you chime in or laugh in the background or say, I didn't think of it that way. You could be the conscious of the show.
Yeah. It's like the gal that's, I forget her name, but it almost reminds me of the gal that's on Howard Stern with them.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. Oh, my.
Yes. Oh, my.
She's like, I think you just defined a brand new role. Oh, my God. Oh, that's great. So you're investing money, airplane tickets, hotel, food, the cost of training. Did you think in the back of your head, did you put a number to what you're spending to bring Seven and you to Vision?
Oh, of course I did. Of course.
Would you be willing to share?
Adding it all up, considering as... You also have to consider if you close your shop down, you're also not gaining that revenue.
Yeah, but don't your... Listen, I just had Travis Troy in here, and he says, Carm, March is our biggest month right after Vision. Everyone makes it up.
Yeah. Oh, so I know there's a return on investment. I just know that when these guys get back, they're going to be fired up.
Yeah.
And they're going to be passionate. They're going to be tired, too, because, I mean, we just flew in last night. I haven't actually had any sleep.
I know.
And it's, you know, it's... All my guys are struggling right now. Because nobody got sleep last night.
Yeah. Is it bad scheduling, do you think? You should do it differently next year?
Well, yeah, I mean, my thought was we didn't take the first class today and just rest.
Oh, okay.
But the guys wanted it. They wanted their classes and, you know, and the option was there. So, you know, I've mentioned if you guys need a break, if you guys need something, just take it. If you guys need to go, you know, I was kind of falling asleep there in the last class. It's great instruction, too.
And I don't know about you, Trace, but I think he's doing a good job here on the show.
Yeah. I told you, I'm tired and wired. I've had a lot of coffee.
So how was that? What's that number? What do you think you spent?
$30,000.
See, think about what Travis said in the show. Travis said 20, and they drove.
Okay.
So I can see the additional monies. 30 grand invested, and... You don't have a sorry bone in your body that you've invested like this.
No, I'm actually excited about it.
Wow.
The sorry bone in my body was if I couldn't make it, you know, but I'm here, so.
Did you pick out the classes? Did you have them pick them out?
We all picked them out together.
Okay.
So I was sitting with each one of them as they went through and picked out their classes.
Okay. And do you really think you need that, or, you know, you're really... This is coming up, so why don't you take this and you be our, if you will, resident expert in this particular category, or come back and then teach the rest of us what you learned?
Well, I kind of steered them in certain directions, knowing the trainers, for one, doing this and being around these professionals all the time.
Sure.
You get to know who's going to benefit and who sees our culture kind of the same. And with the staff, you just, you know, I see their weaknesses and strengths, and I want to help them. And I also don't want them all in the same classes, because then that's just everybody learning the same information.
Yeah.
So I want them to have some classes together so that they can bounce things back off each other, and also they feed off each other when they both hear the same information. But also there's something to be said in the powerfulness of just taking a class that nobody else took and walking away with this information that you feel only you have.
Right.
So there's kind of a balance there. So there's a lot of classes together and some apart, and certainly different skill sets, you know. So those skill sets need to be kind of tailored to each other. You know, my lube tech doesn't need diagnostic skill sets yet.
No, not yet. So networking, should they sit together? Should they sit apart in the class so they could meet the people to the left or right? When you're hanging out at the bar at night, do you hang around together or do you say, go mingle, meet some other people? This is what I hear is one of the powers of doing this, coming to Vision, number one, but going to training and not being, you know, not being in a bubble, but bursting it and expanding. What do you think of that?
You know me. You know I'm a relationship builder.
Yeah.
I'm not one to say, hey, guys, hang out together. You know, let's, we're a big group here. First thing I said when we walked through the doors of the Sheraton is I pointed at those couches in that bar area, and I said, that's where the magic happens, you guys. This is, you know, you're going to learn a lot of gold nuggets in those classes, but the real power comes with the peers that you're going to meet.
Yeah.
When they're in class, I didn't really say much. I did say to my manager, like, hey, let's sit together. I like to kind of feed off the energy and keep him engaged in that sense. I don't mind if they sit together and still talk to the people to the right and left of them. They're going to want to sit together. There's only a pair of them at a time in any of these two classes. So you might get two guys just sitting next to each other. And I think when you can look over and your peer and go, yeah, yeah, that's true, then that's kind of powerful too, rather than if they're across the room and you're kind of trying to, hey, did you hear that? Did you hear that? You know, that was awesome. Where you can kind of almost tap them on the knee and go, yeah.
Do any of them say, okay, I know what's going to happen tonight. Vinny's going to come up to me and say, tell me one big takeaway you had today, or two or three. Would you ever challenge them to do a think on the day?
That is a great idea, and I will. I will challenge them on that. And I did tell them, like, even if you're not enjoying the class or it just seems monotonous and boring, continue to listen, because you're just going to get that one gold nugget. And that one thing can be a huge takeaway and can advance your career. And, you know, and a big thing for me when I talked to him about this on our Tuesday meeting, you know, hey, guys, we're going to Vision. You know, I want you to present yourselves well, blah, blah, blah. Also, you know, I'm investing a lot in this. So not to boast up how much I'm paying on it, but it was just so that they get some value out of that. But reminding them that, like, you could leave tomorrow. There's nothing I can do about that. But you're going to take this knowledge with you. Like, you're going to have this forever. It's only temporary for me. It's forever for you.
I love to interview people, and I love to react to the things. And I wrote down, you said, oh, it's a good idea. Give me a great big takeaway from today, one, two, or three. And on the spot, let them challenge their think. And then, and you huddle, you put your arms around them, and you say, thank you for letting me get our return on investment by being here.
Yes.
I mean, that's an emotional hook by saying, you know, I spent some money. You know, I expect us all to walk away smarter than we were yesterday. And never forget, our mission is to get a great return and then bring it to the business. And, you know, let's fire the rockets.
Yeah.
Let's light the fuse. And you said something else. You talked about the Sheraton Bar.
Mm-hmm.
All the years that I've ever been podcasting and we ever talk about Vision, it's always the Sheraton Bar. So I finally said that the Sheraton Bar is a person in this whole mix. It's like,
yeah,
it's a real entity. The magic happens at the Sheraton Bar. It's like the keynote speaker without saying anything.
Right? So true. Yeah. Have you met Miss Sheraton?
Exactly right. I always can count on you anytime I ever get together to you doing a nice, tight, concise podcast with me and drop all kinds of great wisdom. I so thank you, Vinny Lucido, for being here.
Oh, thank you, Carm. It's been great. Always is.
Co-Auto, Reno, Nevada. Community conscious car care, man. Good to have you.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.